Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord, for another Kingdom Builders International
broadcast. Glory to God. Glory to God. And tonight, speaker will be our very own pastor, Kingdom Builders International, covering Apostle Leonard Emmons. Glory to God. Again, I thank God for everyone that has called in on the phone lines, and I give a shout-out to all the Internet listeners. Glory to God. Apostle, are you on the line?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, man of God.
Okay.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We are excited, and we're just waiting at the table for our dinner, Apostle. So at this time, I yield the line to you.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are so grateful to God to be here tonight on the broadcast. We do appreciate the grace that God has blessed us with. And we'd like to, of course, open up with a word of prayer. Praise God. Father, we thank you and bless you, O God, for the grace. We thank you for your love and kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you, Father, for your moving by your Spirit, Father, in all of our affairs. We thank you, Father, for, Lord God, ordering our steps, the very events, Lord, of our lives. And we thank you that our times are in your hands, that we are in your hand, and that nothing or nobody can move us out of your hands. We thank you, Father, that you know exactly what your plans and purposes are. And, Lord, we submit even tonight to what you want done. And Lord, we subject even our hearts and our minds. I subject my tongue to you, O God, afresh. I pray, Father, that my tongue would be as the pen of a ready writer. We trust you, Holy Spirit, to move mightily within my inward parts, and that you would move mightily within the very recesses of my brain and the very recesses of my mind. I appropriate the very mind of the Christ, the risen King of glory. Father, I thank you for the blessing that you bestowed upon us tonight, and we draw from that reservoir of that glory, the endowment, of the Holy Spirit, the endowment of God. And I thank you, Father, that the anointing is flowing and that you are at work both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Father, tonight, cause your word to be released with power. Cause the anointing that destroys yokes and dismantles, destroys, Father, the yokes of the adversary and lifts the heavy burdens to be released. We trust the sound of my voice, we'll hear your voice tonight. Thank you that Jesus is speaking as well, and we are fresh blood even to this. And during this time, we thank you that the blood of Jesus is covering us, setting us apart, filtering even this broadcast, this discussion tonight. And we give you glory and praise right now, Father, even for the release of your word tonight. And for transformation, Lord, we thank you for deliverance and healing flowing as well. We thank you for advancing your kingdom even through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God again for this privilege tonight, and we're trusting that Jesus is exalted, that the kingdom of God is advancing because of our obedience to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'd like here tonight to turn with me over to the New Testament, praise God. The New Testament, hallelujah. The very first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, hallelujah. And we like to read a couple of things that the Spirit of God inspired the writer, the physician Luke, here in the first chapter, as there is some things here that the Lord moved upon, praise God, the woman of God, as she was moved by the Holy Ghost. The first verse, we want to look at what the angel Gabriel said to her in verse 28, the first chapter. And it says, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. So there's this acknowledgement, this declaration, this announcement that the angel made to the virgin that was a spouse to Joseph, the Virgin Mary. And as this angel came upon her, he makes an announcement and a pronouncement to her. He said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed among women. Hallelujah. Then we'd like you also to take a further look down further. Hallelujah. As this angel was blessing the woman of God. In verse 30, it says, And the angel said further, and said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Thou hast found favor with God. Now, tonight, we are here. I'm not an angel. You all know that. But I'm here to announce that those of you under the sound of my voice have found favor with God. Thou hast found favor with God. And this is a time of favor for you. Again, thou hast found favor with God. And that this is a time of favor for you. Now, this announcement is, of course, predicated upon the Spirit of God moving. This announcement is predicated upon heaven moving. This announcement is predicated upon you putting yourselves in a position to be highly favored and find in favor with God. Now that is what we want to center our attention and focus on tonight. Thou hast found favor with God. Now, when we talk about, of course, favor, we're talking about something in it is supernatural. Now, we see in Scripture that a number of the patriarchs and some of the people of God, they found themselves in very favorable situations. We see that, again, some of these folk, praise God, they themselves may not necessarily have been seemingly favorable to other people, but they found favor with God. I'd like you to turn over further to another New Testament scripture, praise God, over in Acts the 2nd chapter. And again, this is another written account by the physician Luke. And in the 2nd chapter, after the Holy Ghost fell in the upper room, there were a number of things that were going on with, praise God, the people. And, you know, it's amazing when we see some of the things, the people. Over in chapter, after we see this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we see there were 3,000 souls that came to be with the Lord, that came to the Lord that day. It says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them, talking about the believers and the 120 folk that had gathered, and it says about 3,000 souls, and they continued fastly in the apostles' doctrine and in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by souls, and all that believed were together, and many things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Listen to this last verse here in this chapter. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Wow, listen to this. The power of God had moved for continually steadfast meeting and gathering together, and they were in fellowship with one another. They were breaking bread and in prayers. Wow, what a move of God. And fear, a reverent respect for God, came upon every soul. And many supernatural manifestations were done by the hands of the apostles, these supernaturalists. And there many believed. And as they believed, they started to recognize a need to exhibit and exercise favor. Because it says, in all things, they believe were, and they had all things common. They started to look beyond themselves because of the power of God that had been released. And many of they sold their possessions in verse 45 and their goods and parted them to all men as every man had eaten. My. Praise God. This is where we're going. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple. And also they went from house to house, breaking bread, enjoying fellowship and communion one with another. And they did share and they communicated out of their hearts with singleness and with gladness of heart, with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Let us turn back to another scripture that we see what happened here to them. And Luke, praise God. When we look at Jesus, you know, Jesus, of course, is the pattern. He's the prototype. He's the one that we want to, of course, follow. The Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So we ought to be following the Lord. We ought to be following the pattern that he set. We ought to be following the things that he established. And we ought to be following the doctrines of the apostles, or the doctrines of the apostles that we see in our day as they follow the Lord. But take a look in the second chapter of Luke. The young child, 12-year-old Jesus, had been been from his parents. His parents actually left him, and they came back and they found him. And they found that he was in the company of the most learned people in Jerusalem. And in verse 49, it says, and as his parents started to speak to him and question where, you know, what was he doing and, you know, where he was. And look at verse 49. He says, said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? He said, wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business. Okay, praise God. And what a response by the 12-year-old. In verse 50, and they understood not that saying, or the saying which he spake unto them, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. Verse 52 is what we want to put some emphasis on here, because it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Here, there's a statement that I really hope and pray that you decide that you're going to confess, decree, announce, declare that you are increasing with wisdom, in wisdom, with stature, in stature, with favor, in favor, with God, and with man. Remember, we're talking about God has favored you. God has favored you. This is the time of favor for you. I realize circumstances in themselves may not necessarily seem to fit that bill, but I'm just here as a messenger tonight. I'm here as a messenger today. I'm here as a messenger just to let you know that God has favored you, that this is the time of favor. In the Amplified Version, verse 52, it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom, in broad and full understanding. God has favored you, my brother, favored you, my sister, at this time of favor. And he wants you to increase in wisdom. Now, wisdom is the ability to use knowledge appropriately, time and time and time again. It's the ability to apply knowledge perfectly without fail. And no matter what arena you're in. And Jesus increased in wisdom, thought, and full understanding, and in stature, and years, and in favor with God and man. Now, believe it or not, my brother, believe it or not, sister, Jesus, and as I said, he's the pastor. We have to remember that, and remember, we got to see ourselves like him. We got to identify with our King, with our Master, with our Lord, with our Deliverer, with our Healer, with our Financier, in such a way that we, throughout the day and at the end of the day, remember that we are favored of God. We're favored of God. You are God's favorite, my brother. You are God's favorite, my sister. No matter, again, what it looks like, no matter how it seems to be working out for you, God's favorite. And this is a time of favor for you and your affairs. I need you to turn fresh over to another scriptural reference, you know, praise God for the word of God. And we bless God that the scriptures are at our disposal, and we are privileged by God to have the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at what it says in Proverbs, or Proverbs, as some of you might say, the 13th chapter, verse 15. Now, remember now, we are in a broad manner of understanding, and God wants us to increase in having a good, broad understanding of the way things work. And many of us need to be in those areas so that we won't misrepresent what the truth really says. In the 13th chapter of Proverbs, verse 15 in the King James Version, it says, good understanding giveth favor. Oh, okay. Praise God. That's important. Now, the latter part of that verse says, but the way of the transgressor is hard. Now, when we look at that, that might maybe help us to understand why some things are extremely hard and difficult. Because we've broken God's law, first of all. Even though we're not under the laws are still out there. And they're out there. Trust me, if you 90 miles an hour when the speed limit is 70, if you get caught, you're going to get a ticket. Why? Because the law is out there. No, it's important for us to recognize that we cannot afford to do that. There are consequences. There are situations and circumstances that we will have to deal with. We will have to manage the outcome of our sin. Remember now, the wages of sin, for the wages of sin is death. The wages, the payday, the payoff for sin is death. And maybe that's why, the writer of Proverbs, he says, but the way of the transgressor is hard. In the Amplified Version, it says good understanding wins favor. So we can win favor by allowing God to increase us in wisdom. So our understanding, remember, understanding is the base foundation of what wisdom is all about. The writer said, in all thy getting, get understanding. Understanding is the base and foundation for wisdom. Wisdom gives us a broad view of what truth is, the way things really are. If we don't have broad understanding of how things really are, we potentially can be quick to make judgments that are, which can lead us into error, lead us and provide a path for sin. Now remember, sin is not what we want in our lives. We can favor, and it's by getting a good understanding into what we read here in Proverbs. Look at what it says in Proverbs 20. Again, to announce that you have been selected and chosen by God, even as Mary was in her day. The angel says that she, Mary, was in a very choice position and a place, glory to God, of great favor. And the angel told her that she was highly favored. And the angel told her that she had found favor with God. Now, again, my brother, again, my sister, you have found favor with God. This is the time of favor for you, my brother. This is the time of favor for you, my sister, tonight. You found favor with God. Now, mind you, and we're going to talk about it, get into some of the definitional stuff about favor, but I want you to understand something. You have found favor with God. In the book of Proverbs, the first verse of the 22nd chapter of Proverbs, listen to what, again, Solomon here writes. It says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. I realize some of you right now, you've been saying, if I just had a few thousand dollars more, or maybe if I was a millionaire, my life would be much better. Well, guess what? Guess what's better than that? A good name. Having a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. A good name. Yes, having a good name. You know, it's nice to have a good name. Praise God. But listen to what else it says. And loving favor rather than silver and gold. Loving favor. Wow. Than silver and gold. Okay. So having a good name and loving favor is better than all the gold, all the silver in Africa. So choosing, making a decision that you're going to have a good name and that you're going to have loving favor. Now, mind you, to have loving favor, first of all, that you can go out and buy favor. Okay? You can potentially go and buy favors from people. And we know that is done. And the scripture even tells us that that may be one of the things we may want to do with our enemies. You know, buy their favor. Not to manipulate them or to get them to do what we want to do, but just to extend something that they don't deserve. And Mary was shadowed by the Holy Ghost. When the angel came upon her, she did not earn the right for this angel to come upon her or to be selected by God. It was a choice that God made. There were hundreds of virgins that had been preparing themselves to be the host for the Messiah to come. The Lord chose her just like he's chosen you, my brother, just like he's chosen you, my sister. The Lord has chosen you, and the Lord has decided to favor you. He's decided to favor you. A good name and loving favor. Good understanding wins favor. So the way to have loving favor is to have good understanding. That's how we get favor. Having good understanding. That's how we get favor. Having a good understanding. Having a name means that we're going to have to operate by the standards of our God. And the only way that we're going to do that with the help of the Lord, we're going to have to follow the commands of Jesus. Jesus said, it's of me to keep my commandments. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And the God's commandment, if you will, what steps of new covenant believers to love God, to love our neighbors as ourselves. Now, that in its simple, but the only way you could actually do that is through the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are some people trying to do that in their own strength, which means that they're going to not be able to complete that. The only way that we can adequately operate under the royal law of liberty, which is love, is that we have to allow the Holy Spirit to help us so that we can adequately love like God wants. This word favor, and I got one more scripture before we define this word favor. Turn over here to Genesis, because this particular individual epitomizes what potentially we can do if we allow favor to and then operate in us. In Genesis 39, and look at verse 21. 39:21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Now, again, you all, I know him, and now he's in his second place, positioning, being positioned by God so that he could be raised up to be the most powerful man on the planet during his day. Now, first of all, Joseph, again, he epitomized what favor really is. As he was born, his father, Jacob, was totally captivated and just totally mesmerized by this son born. Now, mind you, he also had ten sons. But this 11th son, glory to God, birthed from his favorite wife, glory to God, Rachel. And this son grew to be his favorite. Now, mind you, all of the other children were aware of this, and we know during this time preceding this, Jacob had been moved with such love, child, that he became a multi-colored role, and which caused tremendous justice among his siblings. That's why it's very important for us to understand when we have to look at favor. It can create problems in a family. It can create problems in a community, and in a way, there's some things that we need to be aware of, especially in family. It can be a forbidden thing for a parent to do to favor a child or another, etc. Of course, it's extremely corrupting in a community when the judges in the land favor certain people for whatever reason, because you can administer judgments within and around favorites. And we know good well that even among the ministry and within the priesthood of God, this is something that also that needs to be governed appropriately. Many favoritism is, it creates friction problems. We see with Joseph's siblings, we know it definitely gives place to jealousies and envies, and it creates discord. And Joseph, unfortunately, had to deal with this. But Joseph also was one that God Almighty had established in the for a purpose and for a sister. in the earth for such a time as this, and has decided to favor you. Time of favor. This time for you to rest in that blessed. Now, God wants you blessed when you want to. Now, you may think you be blessed, but believe it or not, you blessed more than you want. Some of you would challenge me on that. You would. Now, if you are going to allow God to bless you, you know, part of the life of Joseph was called by God to be a blessing. And that right there is something I want you to entertain. As much as some of you right now would dare say that you need to be blessed, you got to sell into the fact that you are blessed. Now, Joseph, when his father conveyed and conferred love and faith on him, and it put something in him and helped him and encouraged him, that he could be open to the Lord. And because of his purpose and because we know he had dreams. Now, some of you dreamers out there, you need to forget the former things. God's doing a new thing. And he wants us to forget all of the successes and the failures that we have found ourselves having to deal with in our past. No, God's doing a new thing. But you need to entertain that God has favored you. Joseph, because of the favoritism that was to him, and because he even started to prophesy, started to declare certain things, it got him put in a pit, in a hole, by his brothers, and they were going to kill him because of what he was saying God was going to do for him. He was sold into slavery. He ended up in the house of Potiphar. You know, the Potiphar's wife, he ended up lying on him. And got him put in jail. And so he was in, now he went from the pit to the prison, and praise God, he only had one more place to go. And some of you, under the sound of my voice, yeah, you've been to the pit. And some of you have been in, you know, in prison. You've been totally just in a place of absolute seclusion. You have been under all kinds of different things that have been limiting and that have been absolutely devastating. But one thing that we see here in this verse, praise God, about Joseph, hallelujah, verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord is with you, my brother. The Lord is with you, my sister. It says, and showed him mercy. Now, this word mercy, it comes from the covenant word, hasid. This is a covenant expression. And this means that God, out of his covenant love for Israel, for Jacob and Jacob's family, so this is in response to the obedience of Abraham, Jacob's grandfather. God had an obligation and a responsibility to bring the blessing that was promised in Genesis 3:15 into the earth. And God had found a witness and an instrument and a vessel. My brother, my sister, if it is your heart's desire to extend the kingdom, then again I say, God has favored you. You are highly favored. This is your time of favor. Yeah, I realize you've gone from the pit. You're in some prison situation. But there was only one other place for Joseph to go. Of course, he was up. And to you and for you, my brother, my sister, this is the time for you to go up. Now, favor. Favor. This Hebrew word is the word chin or kin. And it means to bend or stoop in kindness to an end. That's why this, in verse 21, it speaks of this covenant love. And God, out of obedience to the covenant love, was moving upon Jacob's family to position them so that they would be cared for, so that they would be blessed. This word is to be in kindness to an inferior. So God was stooping down into the earth, into Joseph's life, to show kindness. This word favor means to implore, and the imploring of this act to favor somebody or something is by improved prayer or petitioning. It means to grant. It means to be merciful. So this God was performing a merciful act on behalf of his covenant people, on behalf of Joseph. It means kindness. It means well-favored. Now, this word grace, of course, means unmerited favor. Grace means unmerited favor. Remember, you and I, as believers, we're saved by grace. It's God's unmerited favor. It's something that we cannot earn, we cannot buy, we cannot do anything to merit. It's earned benefits. You can't work for it. So this favor, God stooped down, bent down to extend. He bent down and stooped down to grant this unmerited benefit. So the Greek, the word favor means charis. It's where we get the word charisma from, charis, charis. And it means graciousness, as gratifying, a manner of act. It's always demonstrated in an act. It's demonstrated in you doing something. This word great, this word favor. And again, of course, it's the flip side of favor, or the synonym for favor is graciousness or grace. This word favor means the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. But it's where an individual is moved in their heart to extend something to somebody else that they couldn't buy, couldn't work for, or they haven't earned. But there is a move, there's a divine influence, a divine motive, a divine feeling that comes upon an individual where an individual is moved to extend upon somebody a benefit. The word favor means benefit. And so in Joseph's life, God, the Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, covenant faithfulness, loving kindness, and tender mercies. This is an act. God extended this to Joseph while he was in prison and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison, which means that Joseph now, because of God, because God was with him, God is with you, my brother. God is with you, my sister. Don't doubt him now. This is not the time to doubt the presence of God. This is not the time to doubt whether you're called of God. This is not the time for you to doubt whether you're going to make it. Oh, you've made it already. To be who he is to you, and for you will see the victory. Now, remember, this is God moving. Some of us not seeing God moving, that when we try to do things in our own, You know, working in the flesh, walking in the flesh, not the Spirit of God. This is what God wants. So walking in the Spirit is what God demands. This is what God wants. In Romans 8:2, it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Oh. See, we need to walk free from the law of sin and death. Walking in the flesh causes us to walk in the law of sin and death. I'm going to say that again. Walk in the flesh causes us to walk in the law of sin and death. As that some people, they feel like, well, if I walk in the flesh, I can make sure I get things done. You know, some of us say, well, I'm going to make my own way. I'm going to establish an unholy alliance. I'm going to enter into a deal, contract, or relationship that God has not ordained so that I can get my needs met, so that I can, you know, gain a business. Now, rather be chosen. And a good, oh, you have to stay the course. You walk in the counsel of the godly, not the ungodly. Walk in the flesh, you walk in the will, not the will of God. But then you will sacrifice yourself against the will of God, not for the will of God. So self-will is not the way to establish or create free favors. I need to be aware of where I'm doing my own strength versus allowing the of God through me on his in favor, anointing to be my patient. Paul said it was God in him, calls him to his kingdom, that caused him to be obedient to God for it. But some said, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to utilize manipulation. I'm going to control the situation itself. I'm sure that everybody bends their knee and bows down to me, and I'm where I have the favor that I want, the benefits that I want. That's called witchcraft, and that's another work of the flesh. So we don't want to walk in the flesh. No, we walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit now causes the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus to be initiated and activated. That's went from the pit to the prison, and because of his obedience to the call of God, and because he did not get bitter, he ended up in the palace. Well, my brother, my sister, there's a palace state. There's a place where you and Jesus are reigning. There's a place of seeing the promise of God manifest. There's a place of blessedness that God has established and set for you. Again, I'm going to reiterate the announcement. For those of you that have not heard, I got some good news for you. And praise God, we see that as the news was released to Mary by the angel Gabriel, he said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored." I'm speaking to you, my brother. I'm speaking to you, my sister. "The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among people." Brother is with you, as the Lord is with Joseph, with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, as the Lord was with Moses, as the Lord was with Joshua, as the Lord was with Samuel, as the Lord was with Ruth, as the Lord was with Deborah, the prophetess, as the Lord was with Gideon, as the Lord was with David, as the Lord was with Solomon, as the Lord was with Jeremiah, as the Lord, as the Lord, as the Lord, as the Lord, my brother, sister, the Lord is with you. You have found favor in God's eyesight just because. You have found favor. God has decided out of his mercy and out of his goodness. He has moved in his divine emotions, in his omnipotent power, in his heart of hearts. God said, favor my brother. I'm favoring you, my sister. I'm favoring you, my son. I'm favoring you, my daughter. This is a time of favor for you. If you're willing to allow the Holy Spirit to have free reign in your mind and heart, the Lord said he wants to do some awesome things. He's called you to be an awesomeite. You know, we serve an awesome God. God has called you to be an awesomeite, a witness. As we heard to our close, praise God. And James, the book of James, praise God. Praise God for you tonight, my brother. Praise God to you, for you, my sister, tonight. Listen over here in James, the 4th chapter. Remember, favor is something you can't earn. Favor is something you cannot work for. It's unmerited. It's something that is extended to you by a superior. And they are willing to yield what they have, whether it's something tangible, just what they confer or decree and declare, something that is significant. But God is bestowing upon you and release, and I decree, brother, I decree you, my sister, that you are favored, that God has favored you, that this is a time of favor. Look over here in James, the 4th chapter. Look at verse 6. But he giveth more grace or favor, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. One of the stipulations, other than you walking in love. And walking in love is crucial. Because remember, your faith to have the grace, to walk in the grace, your faith to have the favor or to walk in the favor, it demands that you walk in love. And one of the keys of that is this. The Bible tells us in Galatians that your faith worketh by love. Your faith worketh by love. So love is absolutely essential. You loving people, and somebody say, well, I just can't love certain people. Well, pray that God causes the love of God to rise up within you. Now, mind you, you got enough love inside of you. The 5th chapter of Romans tells us that the love of God is shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So you got the quantitative amount of love to love everybody. It's a matter of the Holy Ghost getting together, and you decided that you're going to walk in love. But not only you walk in love is crucial, but you got to walk in the fruit of the Holy Ghost. And we know the first and most significant fruit there is love. And one of the keys also, if you're going to walk in favor and grace, is you need to walk in humility. Here it tells us, it says, but he said, God resisted the proud and give a grace to the humble. Oh, okay. The Amplified says it this way, but he gives us more and more grace. The power, listen to this, the power of the Holy Spirit to meet this present, this evil tendency and all others fully. I'm going to read that again. But he gives us more and more grace, the power of the Holy Spirit, to meet this evil tendency inside of any evil tendencies and all others fully. So God will give us the power of the Holy Ghost to resist the law of the flesh, the law of sin and death. It's going to be the power of the Holy Ghost that help us to resist the devil. But let's keep reading. That is why he says God sets himself against the proud and haughty, but gives grace continually to the lowly, those who are humble enough to receive the grace. Verse 7, so be subject to God. See, the proud are not subject to God. The humble are. The humble are. So be subject to God. Humble yourself. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. A lot of the demonic problems that we might be experiencing could be representative of how we are in the flesh, or we're proud and arrogant and haughty. If we're going to walk in the favor of God, just like Mary submitted herself, she said, be it done unto me, even as the angel Gabriel said. You and I need to say, Lord, be it done unto me, even as you say. Joseph submitted himself to the call of God, and he knew that he was going to be raised up, and he stayed in his lane. He stayed on his course. He could feel and sense and see that God was with him, even in the midst of the pit, even in the midst of the prison, and he knew that it was just a matter of time. Dear brother, dear sister, this is not the time to give up. This is not the time to throw in the towel. I want you to be of good cheer now, tonight. Be of good cheer, my brother. Don't be overwhelmed by the circumstances and the things that you see. Remember now, we're not supposed to be moved by the natural stuff, the stuff that we can see. We're supposed to be moved by the invisible realm. We're supposed to be moved by the realm our God has created all that is in the natural, all that came from that unseen realm. That's where we're supposed to put our confidence, not in the seemingly the evidence in the natural. He said, but God gives more grace. But he gives it, but God gives grace, more and more grace. Where he resisted the proud, but give it grace to the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Unfortunately, many people quote James 4:7, and they just say, resist the devil. Now, the devil is not going to resist you. You're not going to be able to resist the devil, and he's not going to flee, rather, unless we are submitted, unless we subject ourselves, unless we hold through humility ourselves, then we will have the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God, to resist evil tendencies, to resist the evil things and the wickedness of this world, and crucify and mortify the flesh. Then we can see God's power manifested. Look at verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw near to you. If you have not been sensing or feeling the presence of God, because God wants to favor you, he's decided to favor you. This is the time of favor for you. Well, guess what? You need to draw nigh to God. It says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. This is the time of drawing nigh to God. As I close this evening, we are so fortunate, blessed. We are so benefited today, regardless of what you've been experiencing, regardless of what you've been seeing, my brother. I understand the headlines in the newspaper on the news today may have really blown you away. But you got to remember, you're not of this world, but not of it. However, you have a high call that demands that you finish your course, that you finish your assignment. And I want you to understand and know that God has decided to favor you. For many of you, even this evening, I want you to repent before God. If you've been proud, arrogant, if you've been haughty, if you've been walking in the flesh and you've been manipulative and you've been controlling and you've been really pushy and angry and throwing your weight around to try to get your way so that you can create your own favor, you know, this is the time of repentance. For many, again, you Joseph types, and this is the time for Joseph. This is the time for the Josephs to rise up because of God's desire to change things in the earth. That means that now you conceivably are a step away from the palace experience. You've been in the pit. You've been in prison. Now it's time for the palace. The things that you have discovered in this journey to the palace, the things that you understand that you're in the earth for such a time as this, is to be a servant and to be a blessing. God has set you in the earth to be a blessing, for you to be an administrator of God's mercy and goodness and grace. God has called you to be an administrator, a minister, to share the good news of the gospel to the lost and to bear witness of God's mercy of to many, which means now your position in the earth is a position of blessing. God has made you a blessing, decreed that you are a blessing, and the earth to bless others, many. So let us, Father, we thank and bless you right now because you have decided to bless us, decided to favor us. You decided to extend your covenant love, your mercy, your covenant peace, your seed, agape, loving kindness. And Father, tonight we repent of what we've tried to make it without. We have established our own agendas without your wisdom, without having a good understanding. And we've decided to eat our own work without you. And we've been pushing, we've been in the flesh, we've been angry, we've said harmful or hurtful things to others that are in our lives because they're not moving like we want. And Lord, we, Father, have allowed self-will, not your will, to be our anthem. We have established unholy alliances and associations and business, even plans with folk that don't need you, and their plan is only to make money. And Lord, we know that you're not against making money, but we know that if it's only just to make money, that there's something that's not right. And Lord, we repent of these unholy soul ties and these unholy relationships just so that we can get our ends met. And Lord, we break covenant with those alliances tonight. We repent and Father, we, Lord God, break covenant with those associations and those groups, those clubs, those fraternities, those sororities, those groups, Father, that you have not led us to be a part of. And Father, we ask that you would forgive us, that you would cleanse us, that you will wash us in your blood, that you, God, would purge us stains of unrighteousness. We ask, God, that you would, by your Spirit, raise in our midst tonight, and that you place us on holy ground. Lord, for those of us under the sound of my voice who don't know you in the part of their sin, Lord, I pray with them right now. And dear brother, dear sister, if you don't know Jesus, the Savior, right now, I'm going to ask that you would right now pray with me. The Bible tells us in Romans, the 10th chapter, gives us a premise and a template of receiving and appropriating salvation. And it tells us that the Word of God is nigh us. And I just wanted to let you know, my brother, let you know, my sister, Jesus has come in the earth as your kinsman redeemer. He's come in the earth as your Savior. He paid the price for your sins and died on the cross at Calvary. Now, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So even though, my brother, even though, my sister, you may not feel that you need a Savior, the Scriptures tell us that you do. And if tonight, as you hear me tonight, I want you to understand, salvation is available for you. The Bible goes on to tell us in this 10th chapter that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So I'd like for you to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, for those of you that don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, Lord, the Word says that I need a Savior. Lord, I hear, according to the Bible, that Jesus died for me on the cross at Calvary, that he became my sin bearer, that he took upon himself my sins and my penalties as a sinner. And Lord, the Bible says, Father, the Bible says that you, Father, raised him from the dead. I believe that right now. And I right now ask you, Jesus, to be my Savior, to be my Lord. I ask you now to come into my heart right now and make me new. Jesus, I receive you as my Savior and my Lord now. And according to the Word, because I believe, Father, that you raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, I believe that right now. And I accept Jesus into my heart as my Savior. I believe that. And I say it right now. And the Bible says I'm saved. And I decree that I'm saved. And Father, I thank you for salvation. And I receive by faith Jesus now. I am born again, a new creature in Christ Jesus now. According to the Bible, in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, I'm a new creature. Verse 17 through 21 tells me I'm a new creature. I'm a new person in God. And I praise you and thank you now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray as well for this dear brother, this sister that are praying with me now. I pray for them right now. I come against anything in their lives that further trip them up in their walk with you, Lord. I pray, God, that your power would fall upon them. I also pray that your power would fall upon those that know you in the pardon of their sin. My brother and my sister in Christ that have been walking with you for some time, under the sound of my voice, I pray, God, that you would cause such a power and such a presence of God to fall upon. Father, come against the darkness regarding the sound of my voice. And by the in the name of Jesus, as an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus, as a co-heir Jesus, as a regent of heaven and the earth, as a co-possessor of heaven and earth, as one that is blessed and empowered by God to excel, I rebuke and bind up the works of darkness in the lives of those under the sound of my voice. And I dismantle every of the enemy in Jesus' name. And Father, I decree that the blessings of God are upon my brother, upon my sister now. I decree that favor is overwhelming them. I decree that they are highly favored, highly benefited of God, and that they are under the canopy of your goodness, O God, and that you're moving mightily to position them for greatness. Lord, even as you raised up Joseph in his day, raise up my brother, raise up my sister, and place them in their place of authority, that place of significance, that place of promotion. Father, promote them, I pray. I decree you promote it, my brother. I decree you promote it, my sister. I decree on you. Father, angelically, cause the angels of God to. I pray and send forth thousands and thousands of giant warrior angels with flaming swords of fire to war on my brother's behalf, to war on my sister's behalf. Lord, that your glory would be released. Father, even as you utilize Gabriel to bring the message to the Virgin Mary, Father, I pray, God, that you move mightily through angels to convey your favor upon those under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, that their lives are changed and altered, that you're doing a new thing, that the glory of God is released, that the power that raised Jesus from the dead is resting upon them. In Jesus' name, we decree it done. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God, for the favor. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, praise God, Apostle, Pastor. This is Prophetess Teresa. Delighted,
hallelujah,
excited about hearing the word go forth and just receiving every bit of it.
Well, praise God.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and we have truly been blessed with the word tonight, talking about favor, the favor of God. And, you know, when you really think about favor, how it produces blessings.
Yes.
And when Apostle was talking about humility, you know, that truly blessed me, because sometimes you don't have to say a word, and God will work things out for you because you let him.
Yes.
Because you let him. And I'll tell you, that word was powerful. I got to make sure I get a CD, because I am going to take that to Detroit. And when you talked about the awesome might.
Yes.
I received that one, and that was going to go right to the conference.
Praise God. Praise right. God for you and for the conference that said we are trusting and praying that the Lord would just have his way and extend the kingdom through this initiative. Hallelujah.
Yes, and we have truly been favored in our endeavor, because how God has just moved and have orchestrated and set things up, and how he's going to have his way. And,
well, praise
you know,
God.
Just being able to watch him work through people. And as you talked about favor, you know, I truly embrace what you're saying, because when God has orchestrated for something to come to pass, we can trust him that he's going to speak to somebody on your behalf so the things that he wants can come to pass. And so I just thank God for you, Apostle, because you always bring a sound word. You know, and as we go and travel, we know that we can come back and get a sound word from our pastor. So we truly feel blessed to have you in our lives. And again, I want to thank all the listeners. I see they stayed on the board faithfully, and we're going to just open up the lines. And I just want to encourage you that as we open the lines up, if you have any comments or anything that you would like to say, we're going to give you that opportunity. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God, prophetess. And my apostle, I really enjoyed the word, and I just took that personally, that it's my set time for favor. I watched Joseph's Sunday night, 2 hours.
Okay.
Monday night, the men of God preached on the same thing. And then you came back with even more confirmation to seal it tonight.
Okay.
Well, I'm just bubbling over, apostle. I just miss your teaching on Sunday, so I'll just be at the table ready to eat whenever you come forth on the Blog Talk Radio, Apostle. And I really enjoyed that word. Again, I'm going to have to go back and listen to it. And we just truly appreciate you and the way that you allow God to use you. So I am excited, and I just truly enjoyed the word tonight. Glory to God.
Well, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Evangelist, I'm going to ask you, could you please open the boards up? Something is happening here with me and this board.
Yeah. We also want to make sure that, you know, just want to acknowledge, pray for Kingdom Daughters. For Kingdom Builders, and be a part of this blessing. I praise God for you, woman of God. Prophetess Teresa Docks, we praise God for your husband, Quentin, and all of the family members of Kingdom Builders. You are a blessing to the body of Christ, and you are a blessing to the earth. And we encourage you, please continue to be a blessing.
Praise God. We certainly receive that, Apostle. And we are marching up the King's highway, and we're trusting and just depending on God to move as he would. For truly our heart is open to whatever
Hallelujah.
He wants out of us.
Right. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Hello, how you doing, Apostle?
Praise God for you, Apostle. How you doing this evening?
Oh, doing pretty good. I'm fellowshipping with another minister, and we're sitting here having a little something good to eat, and then we feast on something good to eat.
Well,
and we
well, praise God.
Speaking of things, and I didn't get a chance to listen to our podcast, but it's a blessing any time that the Lord has blessed us with our man of God to be able to go forth with the word and, you know, speak a favor. You know, we just talking about, you know, how much favor and how God is blessing the men and the women of God that are faithful and just to do what it is that that he has pleasure for us to do. And, you know, as he was going forth, you know, with the various scriptures, as circumstance, share with us how to receive what God has for us. It's just a positive reinforcement about everything that goes on. I praise God for you, praise God for the Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders, allowing this opportunity every day of the week to have somebody, something good to eat on. So we just praise God for you and for all that you do and for being our cover. Man.
Yeah. Oh, my. Also, I know we got the Sprint connection. Ooh, it made it tough.
Okay, but you didn't hear me.
Praise God. Thank you for encouragement.
Amen.
Man.
Amen. Is there anyone else that have any, I assume the lines are open. Is there anyone else that would like to have a comment or anything that you would like to say at this time?
Yes. This is Mother Philip. Prophet Teresa Mother and Apostle, I truly been blessed tonight. I know that how God, how Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God, and I know he's done the same thing for us. We have favor with God, and I know that if we submit ourselves to God, we the devil has to flee. He has to flee. So I just give praise to God for you and the saints that you grow stronger and stronger in his love and in his power.
Thank you so much. Praise God for you, woman of God. Look forward to meeting you face to face.
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes. He said he looked forward to meeting you face to face, Mom.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Likewise.
Praise God. Praise God. Apostle, this is Evangelist Hannah again. Of course, we've been fasting and praying for the conference and for our traveling grace, but I would like for you to just say a prayer for us. We're leaving out Thursday at 8 in the morning. It's going to be 5 of us.
Oh,
so I would like to pray for us. Pray
well,
for
praise
us.
God. We appreciate that opportunity, and we will continue to be lifting you all up as well as the conference up. Father, we just thank and bless you for Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters. We praise God for Prophetess Teresa, Evangelist Dana, and the rest of those that are set for the conference, those that will be ministering, those, Father, that you're moving upon their hearts even to be a part of the conference and to come and to receive. Father, we cover, Father, this initiative afresh in the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we take authority over anything that the enemy used to come against this initiative. And in Jesus' name, we bind it up, we tie it up, we fasten it up right now with chains that cannot be broken in Jesus' name. And, Father, we loose, Father, the angelic host, we decree and pray, God, that you would dispatch the angels of God, thousands and thousands of giant warring angels to war on their behalf, to war on their safe travel to Detroit, to war on their safe travel while they're in Detroit, to war on their safe return back to their homes of God, to war while they're in the conference and as they're bearing witness of the truth. Lord, we pray, God, that you cause the anointing, Father, that destroys yokes, the anointing that lifts heavy burdens to be released upon them. We pray, God, that you would cause such breakthrough and signs and wonders, miracles and healings and manifestations of the supernatural to be released. We pray, God, that your name to be exalted, Father, during this conference and during this initiative, that your power will be released, that you would extend the kingdom, even, Father, in this conference and this initiative. We trust you, Jesus, that you will glorify your name. And we cover and saturate, Father, this conference and this initiative, every minister and every, Father, servant of the Most High, as well as those that will be at the conference. We cover them afresh in the blood of Jesus. We trust you for the success of this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello? Hello?
Well, we still hear you, Apostle.
Glory to God, Apostle. I had a little difficulty at this time. Glory to God. And we just thank you very much. And we just thank everyone who has called in on the line. And thank God for all the internet listeners. Again, our Apostle comes on every first Monday at 7 p.m. So he will be on every first Tuesday. So he will be on September the 5th again at 7 p.m. Glory to God. So we just thank you, everyone, for calling in again. And we give a shout out to all our internet listeners, and God bless you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.